Okay, I've got a bit of a problem because this audio boo is going to sound like a sales pitch, but it's not. I think it's a relevant point I'm going to raise, and please don't think that this is me just trying to extract money from you. What I wanted to say was, when was the last time you got an outside perspective to look at your website? Now, as part of my job, that's one of the main things I do. I do a lot of reviews of people's websites, which is why I was concerned that this might sound like a sales pitch. And I have to say, I think it's one of the most valuable jobs that I do. Because the trouble is when you're working on a website, whether it be your own personal website, whether it be a big corporate website, whatever the website, it's the old kind of can't see the wood for the trees scenario. You get so caught up in the little things, in the mundane, in the kind of ongoing bits and bobs that have to be done on your website, that you lose that bigger picture, you lose the perspective on it. You can't see it with fresh eyes anymore. And the same is true with my own website, which is why I try and get other people to look at it fairly regularly. It's just really good practice to get someone else to have a look at your site and to comment on it. Now, if you're a large organisation, you may well want to get a consultancy company in to do that job for you. But if you're a smaller organisation, or indeed if it's just your personal website, then find somebody else. Find somebody that can have a quick look at your website, preferably somebody that runs a similar website themselves. You might want to use, say, the BOAG World Forum as well to get people to look at your website. There's a whole section in there dedicated to website critiques. And I'm not just talking about getting them to look at the design. I'm talking about looking at usability, accessibility, content, navigation, every aspect of the website to get that kind of feedback. Now, obviously, you should be doing usability testing as well and interacting with real users. But I think there's a value with getting a peer to look at it as well, or alternatively, an expert if you can afford such things. So there you go. That's my tip for the day. I'm sorry if it sounds a bit salesy. I don't mean it to. And I think for a lot of you that listen to this, my services wouldn't be appropriate. But the principle does still stand of getting someone to look at your website and getting that fresh perspective, not just once, but on a regular, ongoing basis.